U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis is stepping down after 2 years of deep disagreements with U.S. President Trump. AP Sagar Magani.
Good afternoon. How y'all doing?
In chats with Pentagon reporters, Mattis would refuse to share what advice he'd given the president, who praised the retired general when he nominated him 2 years ago.
He is the real deal.
But they disagreed over the president's early statement that U.S. forces would take Iraq's oil as a war payment.
We're not in Iraq to seize anybody's oil.
And Mattis's insistence that torture doesn't work.
We're going to win with or without, but I do disagree.
And most recently, over the president's decision to pull all U.S. forces out of Syria.
Getting rid of the caliphate doesn't mean you then blindly say, okay, we got rid of it, march out, and then wonder why the caliphate comes back.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In response to President Trump's plans to pull troops out of Syria, U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham is one of the members of the president's own party criticizing that decision. Graham said just 2 days ago, U.S. was telling the Kurds and the rest of the world we're not going anywhere.
Having the guy on the ground who's been looking in Iraq and Syria for years say, we have not yet won the fight. Having your own Secretary of Defense say they will come back if we leave. Yeah, I am really surprised that you would do this in light of all of that.
In recent weeks, the U.S.-led coalition has nearly tripled the number of airstrikes it has carried out against IS positions. In one area alone, where approximately 2,000 veteran IS fighters have been mounting a last stand in what has been the group's final stronghold. The aerial bombardment has allowed the U.S.-backed SDF, a mix of Kurdish and Arab fighters, to make inroads there after weeks of difficult fighting. But as the first of about 2,000 U.S. troops, along with diplomats and intelligence officials, started pulling out of Syria, the resolve of the SDF fighters has begun to waver. This is VOA News. President Trump is considering a significant U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan, roughly half of the more than 14,000 troops stationed there. Under the reported plan, about 7,000 U.S. troops would start coming home in January, the rest in the coming months in a phased drawdown. There has been no comment so far from the Pentagon or U.S. Central Command. The U.S. troops are part of a non-combat NATO force whose primary mission is training and advising Afghan forces and taking over responsibility for security in their own country. Comments from the U.S. officials come a day after Mr. Trump's stunning announcement that the U.S. will pull out of Syria. The Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives has passed a temporary spending bill that gives President Trump $5 billion for a wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. That bill is headed to the U.S. Senate, but allies say that it has no chance of being approved. President Trump spoke about the need for that border wall.
The safety and security and sovereignty of the United States is the most important principle of all. If we don't stand strong for our national borders, then we cease to be a nation.
Mr. Trump demanded the money to build the wall to keep illegal immigrants out of the United States. British Defense Minister Gavin Williamson visited Ukraine Friday, where he told his Ukrainian counterpart that the Black Sea did not belong to Russia and that Britain had sent a Royal Navy ship there to show Kiev did not stand alone. Williamson was speaking as tensions in the area remain high after Russia seized three Ukrainian naval vessels and their crews in the Black Sea last month, accusing them of illegally entering its territorial waters, a charge Ukraine has denied. Williamson on Friday met with his Ukrainian counterpart and visited the port of Odessa, where British Royal Navy ship docked earlier this week. Relations between Moscow and Kiev have been locked in that downward spiral since Russia's annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014 and backed pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine. U.S. prosecutors have unsealed an indictment against two members of a notorious Chinese cyber espionage group. This is the latest in a string of charges brought against Chinese nationals involved in stealing trade secrets and other sensitive information from U.S. businesses and other entities as well. The cyber campaign resulted in the theft of hundreds of gigabytes of sensitive data hacked from a broad swath of companies. China's foreign minister Friday came out in opposition to the U.S. charges, saying that it would never participate or support stealing of commercial secrets. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Oh, yeah, A1. All the